Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. We're joined now by a pair of fifth-year Central College softball seniors, Emma Johnson and Carson Fisk. An announcement was made just last week. There are five Central softball players back for a fifth year, an unprecedented large class of fifth-year seniors. Thank you both for joining me today. And Emma, I'll start with you. Just tell me a little bit about the excitement level of having a group of five of you that are back to kind of finish this thing off here in 2023-24.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Like, we knew three for sure, and until, like, Sydney and Morgan decided to commit, like, we were just excited with the three, but having the two extra is, like emphasizes it more. It's, like, super exciting.
Carson, you've kind of had this planned for a little while, right? So can you tell us a little bit about your story here at Central and how the fifth year fits in as we kind of keep this thing going?
Yeah, absolutely. So technically came to Central freshman year for basketball and then really fell in love with what I was seeing in the softball program as well. So went into the softball program, and obviously COVID kind of shut that down. So in a way, kind of, if you look at COVID in a positive way, it kind of gives us that extra year. So I had my track of an education major going into student teaching in the spring, and then switching over to softball instead of basketball kind of fit into that role of it made total sense to come back as a fifth year and be able to student teach in the fall and then be able to sub around the Pella area and then also be able to play the sport that I love at the same time. So kind of works out in my favor if you think about it.
And I like the positivity. I've often thought of this next year as kind of a replacement for 2020. And I'm sure that, you know, Sarah Tallman and Shea Whitty and those may not think of that because they missed out on that. But for your group that was a freshman in 2020, Emma, this is maybe a chance to fulfill some of what didn't happen in 2020. Is that the way you look at it?
Yeah, definitely. Like 2020, we started off super strong. And I feel like going into this year, we're starting off maybe even stronger than 2020. So it's just like something to look forward to.
And, you know, I've thought back of, you know, there's not been a lot. In fact, there's only been one fifth-year senior at Central, right? It's Sarah Tallman, who came back for her season in 2021. But, you know, I think of the football team that year that had so many fifth-year seniors. I even think in softball, like Dubuque and Nebraska Wesleyan a couple of years ago. Are those the kind of things that you guys think about as maybe some lofty heights with so much veteran talent coming back?
Definitely. Since being in the regionals, like, and all of us coming back, like, it's definitely gonna, like, amp up, like, the expectations for next year.
And Carson, you get to practice, right? You're the only one of the five that gets to practice with the team because you are in school where the others won't be until the second semester. So can you talk a little bit about that dynamic of what that's like with, you know, you and then some underclassmen? I know there's a couple studying abroad, all the newcomers trying to kind of pull all this together.
Yeah, so this is our second week of fall practice, and trust you me, like, it's definitely weird turning around at shortstop and not having Megan Doty and Emma Johnson behind me all the time. But I think it's really pushing the underclassmen to step up a ton, and even the freshmen are grasping a ton. I mean, Emma and I were just talking before you got here, like, the freshmen are doing great, and they're improving, and you can definitely tell with even the juniors and the seniors and even the sophomores, they're stepping up. So I mean, with Sydney, Morgan, EJ, and Megan not there, like, there's other people that are pushing for those spots as well, and I mean, they're doing well.
So an opportunity for them to you know, get some reps and some real meaningful situations. And I don't want you to speak for them necessarily, but what have you heard from the underclassmen? Is there excitement from them, even though it may be keeping some of them off the field when we get to next spring?
I think it's definitely pushing their mentality a ton. I'm seeing some people that haven't talked a lot in the past really stepping up and saying something. And then also it's given our two senior captains a really big step of this is what we're going to do, kind of wrapping the I guess, crew around a little bit and pushing people more than usual. So
we're talking with Carson Fisk and Emma Johnson of the Central College softball team, two of the five fifth-year seniors that are coming back next year. Emma, you've mentioned that you try to get to practice every day. You're working here in town. What's it like to be connected but to not be able to be out on the field?
Definitely sucks not practicing. Like, I want to be out there. It just feels like I'm hurt again, but, like, I can't even walk out there to, like, fill a position. But it's kind of fun being, like, in a coach role, like, helping all the newcomers out with questions and watching it. I always love watching softball, so like just seeing like the newcomers and returners, it's been really fun to watch.
And let's be clear, you're not hurt again, are you?
No, I'm not hurt. I'm healthy now.
Well, and that was a little, I know, disappointing at the end of last year. So for you personally, how nice will it be to kind of get back and get out there healthy when things maybe didn't end as well as you would have wanted them to?
Yeah, it's super nice not ending my career hurt and, like, barely being able to run to first. Like, I'm thankful for this extra year that I get to be healthy and play, hopefully all year.
Well, as we look to next spring, I mean, you've got the leadoff classic next year, which is where things kind of started and ended in 2020. Carson, how excited are you to play some of that really high-level competition right out of the gate to see where we really stand?
I'm super eager. Coach was telling us at the end of last season kind of who is going to be at the leadoff in Georgia, and it's going to be good. It's going to challenge us, it's going to push us, and it's going to kind of tell us where we are at that moment. But we have to take each day, day by day, obviously, and go at it. I mean, it's going to be amazing, and I'm excited to see. I mean, look at how far we went from the beginning of last year to the end of last year, and it's going to tell us right away where we are.
What is the talk, the conversation right now in practices with Coach as far as expectations for next year and your guys' hopes and dreams of how the career might end?
I think we're seeing exactly what Coach is seeing of we know that we're good and we know that we have high expectations. People have made the plays. People have proven themselves. And we kind of have to take it as in we know that this is what you can do and we know that you can even take it a step further and do better. So I think going into those practices, we kind of have to see eye to eye of, like, I guess you just have to push yourself in a way and push each other.
And Emma, is that something that you're trying to do even from the sidelines, is push people to understand how much work needs to be put in to do and accomplish what you want to?
Definitely. Pushing people is, like, super important. We were an inch away from making super regionals last year. So just by pushing, like, the newcomers, that will definitely help us to achieve the goal where we want to make to nationals and win it.
And then last one, Carson has already talked a little bit about her path and the fact that she's in education, student teaching. What does the next semester hold for you and then when you're done with Central, Emma?
So I was taking a gap year to finish prerequisites. I'm going into speech pathology grad school. So right now I'm in the process of applying and taking classes. So I'll be taking classes through the spring and then going to speech pathology grad school in the next fall.
Carson Fisk, Emma Johnson of the Central College softball team joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.